Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We begin this session of Midday 180 Vol Calls with Rick in Hendersonville.
Hey, Coach. Just wanted to ask you, out with Vol, I think you guys are great as far as improvement goes. But you had a lot of kids on the line watching this ball game as far as improvement goes. How do you utilize the law Florida with the new keep them up?
Sounds like a Star Wars character.
It does. Well, thanks for the call, Rick. First off, we didn't even have to recruit Eli Wolf because he's a walk-on preferred. I think most recruits, they're looking at a school probably because the coaching staff, what they can do to help them develop as a player academically. You know, when you're talking to recruits now, there's no secret. When they came here and we started recruiting them, I told them, I said, look, this will probably be the worst year with me being the head football coach because it's the first year. But one good thing about it, you're not on this team. I think our guys are going to work hard who are on this team that are going to give us a chance to build a culture around here to have success with down the road.
Well done.
Coach, I got a bit of a follow-up on that. How did you understand anything he asked you? Well, and do you think he needs a new wireless contract, perhaps?
It was difficult. I thought cricket was out of business, but apparently not in Hendersonville, where Rick was calling from.
It gets better, guys.
It's hard to believe.
We go to Mike in Lawrenceburg.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're good. Fine, thanks.
How you doing, Mike? Coach?
Good.
Good talking to you. I need to know how you going to protect Georgia game. And I want to know how our quarterback is. How's Quentin doing?
Quentin.
And is Keller Chris going to see me playing time this Saturday?
I should note that Quentin Dormady transferred from Tennessee. He's now the backup quarterback for Houston.
Thanks for clarifying that, Jonathan. I want to start by saying one guy who did not transfer was Eli Wolf. Well, we're going to approach this game against Georgia like any other one. We're looking at it to be our best. It'll be the first time we went on the road to another university. To me, it's exciting. It's a great opportunity. We're going to be facing a really good football team, and we'll get to find out a little more about us. It's part of growing up and becoming a better football team and a football program. Keller Christ has practiced every day. He takes reps with the ones every week. Obviously, JG's been a little beat up, so we'll just see when we get to that ball game.
What do you think so far, Paul?
I mean, I find it mesmerizing, almost hypnotic.
You want him to be your audiobook? Jeremy Pruitt?
It would be a hell of a read.
Jeremy Pruitt reads War and Peace.
What if Andrew Luck's book club listened to a Jeremy Pruitt audiobook? Bringing the best. Dan Dockich offered a review.
Paul, I've long wanted to get more of a
sense like
of
an hour, South. Sounds like an hour off for me and Hutton.
I mean, come on. I mean, look, I've never been to Rainesville, Alabama, but if I could, I would. I'm a big fan of the works of Faulkner. Southern Gothic is one of my favorite literary genres, and I'd love to get the approach of Coach Pruitt, yes.
Coach Pruitt, we go next to Jason in Marion County.
Yes. I was wondering how we're going to get this off one in the first half.
What is going on with the phones?
And another thing is that, you know that that blue stick town in Tennessee, Smokey, will hunt when that bulldog won't.
Well, I think your first question wasn't about Eli Wolf, but I'll go with it anyway. It was somehow something about how are we going to get the offense going the first half. Is that what it was? I think so. I believe that was it. It's a good question. We sit here and try to find the right plays. When you start looking for what you're going to do, first of all, you got to figure it out. What can you do? What can you do well? Who's the playmakers? How do we get them the ball? What plays have we executed well that week? What's our strengths versus their strengths or weaknesses? Then you try to put it together. We got to do a better job. We got to start the game stronger offensively. I think as the games have went, we've improved every game, but we can't afford to keep getting off to a slow start. Then hopefully we can start a trend this week.
How about those calls?
Coach, just one more call for you. Go Vols!
I think your call was about Dominic Wood Anderson. He needs to be a better blocker.
Also cut Eli Wolf.
More of an inline guy. Eli Wolf couldn't block me. Hadn't caught a pass yet this year, but still working hard in practice.
The only flaw with that today, Chad, was you pronounced the L in school.
Scoo?
Scoo.
Scoo.
Yeah. Scoo. I think the first time I had it right, the second time I have accidentally thrown the L in the word school.
Oh, how dare you?
First time we traveled to someone else's school.
What did the guy say? Vols do something and...
Oh, he said the blue tick coonhound, that dog hunts, a bulldog won't.
Oh. Mm-hmm.